This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
It's rare to see Governor Pritzker and Mayor Johnson in the same place at the same time, but both elected leaders were together in Chicago today and spoke with one voice about the need to stand up to threats from the Trump administration aimed at undocumented migrants. Here's WBBM political editor Craig Zellamore.
Together at a ribbon cutting on Chicago's West Side when Governor Pritzker was asked for an update on any potential raids by Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents.
I don't have an update for you. The federal government has not communicated with the state of Illinois. That is an indication to all of you that it's all about chaos and confusion. It is not about accomplishing something.
He says the state will not cooperate with ICE agents, and Mayor Johnson reiterated that the city and state would protect law-abiding immigrants. And the mayor criticizes the president for eliminating rules to keep ICE from entering schools and churches.
Any notion that would use public spaces like churches and schools, these sanctities, these sanctuaries, as a way to create political divide is not only unconscionable, but it's reprehensible.
Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Closing arguments in the final days of the corruption trial of former House Speaker Mike Madigan. Federal prosecutors this morning argued Madigan played a crucial role in pushing legislation that would benefit the utility company ComEd in exchange for political and business favors. Madigan's defense will likely begin their closing statements tomorrow. That's according to the Tribune. Both sides in the months-long battle to secure a new contract for Chicago's public school teachers have submitted information to a referee now that each hopes will side with their view of the district's finances and what a contract would cost. WBBM Sarah Herrera listened to both sides today. She's here at the anchor desk with what she found out. Sarah.
Lisa, CPS says rising costs, fewer students, and a growing debt with COVID funding ending puts them in a bind. CPS President Pedro Martinez.
But we have 7,000 staff that everybody keeps forgetting that if we don't manage our finances correctly, they're going to be at risk. These are real risks, staff losing their jobs.
While Martinez claims talks are progressing as he did before arbitration, CTU President Stacey Davis-Gates says the fact-finding process and suggestions ignore key issues like missing librarians and arts programs by focusing solely on finances.
I am angry that our members have to fight every time tooth and nail to get something that other school districts get throughout this country, throughout this county, throughout this state.
CPS says their proposal is $1.6 billion over 4 years, and the CTU's is north of $2.4 billion. Reporting live from the anchor desk, Sarah Herrera, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Search is on for whoever broke into a Hyde Park bakery early this morning, just a few months after it opened its doors.
Chicago police say they responded to a burglar alarm at La Boulangerie Bakery shortly after 12:20 a.m. Officers found that the front door of the bakery was open. An initial investigation indicates that the burglars took money from the register. The bakery and cafe, located at East 55th Street and South Lake Park Avenue, opened in September. No one is in custody and police are investigating. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A fire broke out at a Joliet residence last night after someone tried to use a propane torch to thaw frozen water pipes. Fire crews arrived at a home on the 600 block of Nicholson last night and found smoke coming from the basement. They got the blaze under control within 20 minutes. One person reportedly sustained minor injuries and was treated by paramedics at the scene. A massive demolition project is underway in the southwest suburbs at the site of the former Tinley Park Mental Health Center. There are nearly 50 buildings on 280 acres of land currently unused. It was a mental health complex for decades, but the state says it's time for something new, selling it to the Park District for $1 and paying for the demolition. Michael Maloney is the project manager for the Park District.
It operated as a mental health facility since the 60s. When the mental health center closed in 2012, little or no maintenance has been done of the approximately 47 buildings on the site or the property itself.
The park will be part of the redevelopment, and other uses for the land are still being talked about. People living in part of one neighborhood on Chicago's north side will have something new to boast about at dinner parties. Their homes are now part of a new historic area. WBBM's Jim Gutis has been looking into this. He's here at the Anchor Desk with what's happening, Jim.
Lisa, Edgewater Glen, which features many large older homes, has been named a National Historic District. Edgewater Glen Association President John Dale says the designation reflects the commitment of residents to preserve the neighborhood's history. And Dale says the designation also protects residents from facing large property tax hikes because of work that they've done to restore or preserve their historic homes. Dale says Edgewater Glen's designation as a natural historic district will help ensure that the neighborhood's rich history will be preserved for generations to come. Live at the Anchor Desk, Jim Gutis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
There's an update on the South Suburbs' self-proclaimed super mayor and her attempt to get back on a re-election ballot. The Daily South Town reports a Cook County judge today threw out a lawsuit filed by the Thornton Township supervisor, Tiffany Henyard, which claims the township's Democratic Committee improperly kept her off April's ballot. Now, the only way for Henyard to get reelected is through write-in votes. She may still appeal that decision. Henry also continues to serve as mayor of Dalton. A large commercial building in the near west sides is getting new life.
The property at 50 Madison Street in Maywood used to be a military armory. AV Chicago is taking it over. 1,000-square-foot building. $4 million plus is going to be spent to turn it into an audio-visual production hub and an event management service space. It was built in 1923 originally as a moose lodge. There was enough property for it to also be used as an automobile camping ground. In the 40s, it became home to an Illinois National Guard company. The expectation is the renovation should be done late this year or early next year. Cisco Cotto, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Time for sports, and here's 670. The score is Chris Emma.
Lisa, good afternoon. In leading the Lions offense over the last three seasons, Ben Johnson formed one of the NFL's most prolific attacks. But as he takes over as the Bears head coach, Johnson is leaving his old playbook behind in Detroit. He's ready to form a new scheme in Chicago that fits the Bears' talent on offense. That's exciting for DJ Moore, who met with Johnson yesterday at Hallis Hall.
Just having a different plan, you know, not coming in and just dropping the book on the table and saying, hey, here's the playbook, but actually going through it and from day one, page one, and knowing it's going to be a different style of offense that he's been running.
That was more this morning with the Mullion Haw Show on 670 The Score. In basketball, the Bulls are back in action tonight. They take on the Warriors in San Francisco. It's a 9 p.m. tip-off locally here in Chicago. Catch that broadcast on 670 The Score. With sports at 16:46, I'm Chris Emma of 670 The Score for News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Urbana police unleashed some online fury with a post on social media about the Trust Act, a state law that prevents local police from acting as immigration authorities.
Police say the post was simply letting people know about the law on the books since 2017. There was also advice for the undocumented, including if ICE comes to the door, don't open it without a valid warrant. That drew some ire. Hundreds of people weighed in, many clearly not in support of immigrants or politicians or police for that matter. Some said they should be locked up. Urbana Police Lieutenant Zachary McCallick spoke to CBS Champaign.
The post was merely an intention of saying this is what the Trust Act says. This is what Illinois state law says.
And he noted if a crime has been committed, the police will be involved, but they're not going to ask about immigration status, which some believe is wrong, saying if a person is undocumented, they're not here legally. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Opening statements in a highly anticipated murder trial began today. Jonathan Hurst is accused of the 2016 murder of 85-year-old Patricia Wilson and her 64-year-old son Robert at their home in Sycamore. He's been awaiting trial for nearly 5 years at the DeKalb County Jail. Hurst is a former Chicago resident. He's pled not guilty and denies ever stepping foot in Sycamore. Time for sports, and here's 670. The score is Chris Emma.
Lisa, good afternoon. In leading the Lions offense over the last three seasons, Ben Johnson formed one of the NFL's most prolific attacks. But as he takes over as the Bears head coach, Johnson is leaving his old playbook behind in Detroit. He's ready to form a new scheme in Chicago that fits the Bears' talent on offense. That's exciting for DJ Moore, who met with Johnson yesterday at Hallis Hall.
Just having a different plan, you know, not coming in and just dropping the book on the table and saying, hey, here's the playbook, but actually going through it and from day one, page one, and knowing it's going to be a different style of offense that he's been running.
That was more this morning with the Mully and Haw Show on 670 The Score. In basketball, the Bulls are back in action tonight. They take on the Warriors in San Francisco. It's a 9 p.m. tip-off locally here in Chicago. Catch that broadcast on 670 The Score. With sports at 16 and 46, I'm Chris Emma of 670 The Score for News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Urbana police unleashed some online fury with a post on social media about the Trust Act, a state law that prevents local police from acting as immigration authorities.
Police say the post was simply letting people know about the law on the books since 2017. There was also advice for the undocumented, including if ICE comes to the door, don't open it without a valid warrant. That drew some ire. Hundreds of people weighed in, many clearly not in support of immigrants or politicians or police for that matter. Some said they should be locked up. Urbana Police Lieutenant Zachary McCallick spoke to CBS Champaign.
The post was merely an intention of saying this is what the Trust Act says. This is what Illinois state law says.
And he noted if a crime has been committed, the police will be involved, but they're not going to ask about immigration status, which some believe is wrong, saying if a person is undocumented, they're not here legally. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Opening statements in a highly anticipated murder trial began today. Jonathan Hurst is accused of the 2016 murder of 85-year-old Patricia Wilson and her 64-year-old son Robert at their home in Sycamore. He's been awaiting trial for nearly 5 years at the DeKalb County Jail. Hurst is a former Chicago resident. He's pled not guilty and denies ever stepping foot in Sycamore.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.